We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. 67 degrees. A woman suffered critical injuries after a hit-and-run collision.
It happened around 9:20 Saturday night near Central Standard Brewery around the intersection of Greenwood and Douglas. Wichita police say a white four-door car was traveling north on Greenwood at high speed when it hit a 26-year-old woman crossing the street. The victim was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. The driver and vehicle involved in the incident has not been found. Police have interviewed witnesses and checked the area for cameras. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier tells KNSS News, when it comes to handling property, Kansas farmers don't need help from President Biden's 30 by 30 plan.
Laura Kelly is not pushing back at all. She's welcoming this, and it is her agency that will be implementing these for the federal government.
Jeff Collier was a guest on the John Whitmer Show last night on KNSS.
A steady influx of migrants continues flowing to the U.S. southern border. Fox's Aisha Sani reports in La Jolla, Texas.
We obviously have these migrants coming in looking for a better life, but that journey is very, very strenuous for them. It is incredibly hot under this Texas sun. Just a nonstop flow of people coming in. We saw close to 100 people probably total that have come in today just to give themselves up, and then agents process them. Vice President Kamala Harris, she is tasked with getting to the root causes of this migration, the economic and corruption issues facing these triangle countries. The administration has pledged more than $300 million for this. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador getting that money.
Vice President Harris left Sunday to visit Guatemala and Mexico.
Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference kicks off today, and just like last year's, it will be virtual.
One of the big storylines out of today's Apple software-focused event may end up having to do with privacy. The App Tracking Transparency Initiative, which was already rolled out with iOS 14.5, may be further updated with iOS 15. So far, app makers have been upset about the initiative because it puts limits on ad tracking, and one of the possible updates may be to provide iPhone owners with a menu so they can scroll through to view which apps are tracking them. Software for the iPads and Macs is expected to be updated as well. Both of those are now powered by Apple's M1 chip, and it's possible app developers may soon have more ease putting apps designed for mobile onto desktops. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A mansion once owned by a former first lady is up for sale.
It's known by historians as the Riggs Riley House, built around 1805, and it's also former First Lady Jackie Kennedy's one-time home in Washington's Georgetown neighborhood. It's now for sale with an asking price of $10 million. The 9,400-square-foot mansion features 8 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms, multiple terraces, an in-ground pool, and a lot of just under 4/10 of an acre. The home has a history of famous owners. Jackie Kennedy moved in with her two children, John Jr. and Caroline, following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 60s across south central Kansas this morning, and we may see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, our high temperature 84. Cloudy overnight, our low in the upper 60s. Then sunny, very warm on Tuesday with a high 87. Breezy and 90 by Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 7:34 here on a Monday morning. And it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah, Ted went out to the ball game yesterday, and the Windsurge got beat 9-0. Now, if we can't do better than that, he's going to stop going to the games, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, geez, here it comes. Here it comes. All the complaints. Yeah. We bought a ticket. We expected to win.
They're in first place. Yeah. Come on.
They're in first place.
They're doing pretty good, but, you know, you can't win them all.
Well, I'll tell you what, and the great thing is that everywhere I've been going the past couple of weeks, anybody I've talked to there, have you been to a Windsurge game yet? Been at that new stadium? I'll tell you, everybody is talking about what a great facility that is. It is outstanding, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's almost symbolic of us just bouncing back from, you know, such a terrible year last year. People are talking about the Windsurge. They're talking about getting back into downtown. Riverfest coming. I was out went to dinner with my wife this weekend, which never happens, by the way, which is great. And just, you know, going back out downtown and seeing just all the activity and people out and about and things opened up, it's amazing. Wichita's definitely bouncing back.
We had a tragedy over the weekend. We lost one of our great talented treasures. Carla Burns passed away at the age of 66. And wow, she's just she's done this city proud. I don't know who you'd talk to her, but I guess I'm talking to the right guy. We need to do something to do some sort of an honor for her and recognize what a terrific talent and great person Carla Burns was.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I was following, I think it was the Vice Mayor, Brandon Johnson, on Facebook, and he put up a discussion about if we were to get a new performing arts venue in the near future, you know, how we should be naming a wing of it or part of it after her. I mean, it's just Wichita has a history of talented people here, and being able to celebrate the life of some of those talented people, I think, is not only good in recognition of what they accomplished, but also just for that next generation to be able to look up and to folks who in the past that have done amazing things.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's beyond any recognition or whatever. It's
the right
thing to do.
I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. I don't have to convince you then. All right.
Well, no. We just had to, like I said, figure out what it is.
Yeah.
What can we do? And that's usually, you know, how it goes around here, where most of us are on the same page when it comes to doing the right thing. It's like, okay, well,
how do we do it?
How do we, what does it look like in practice?
And, yeah.
Yeah, I think that just another kind of glimpse of this weekend with honoring the past, where we opened up the McAfee Pool, where a pool over in District 1, it's named after, one of Wichita's great architects, one of the first African-American architects to reach the level that Mr. McAfee has. And he was there at the opening of the pool. He designed that pool. And that pool itself, when they did an analysis of, you know, what would become our aquatics plan, that pool had the best structural integrity of all the pools in the area.
There you go.
And so to have it kind of not only bounce back better than it was, but also have Mr. McAfee on hand there, just legend himself to talk about the pool and then inspire the next generation. You know, Wichita, we have a lot of history here in really living history that we could be, really showing off for that next generation.
Memorial Day weekend, my son and I were out decorating a grave and a couple of graves, and he suggested that we drop by the Veterans Park down there near Exploration or near the Keeper of the Plains, and because my son is a veteran. So we went down. It was kind of drizzly and rainy, but he took pictures of all the monuments and everything. That's an impressive little walk through there if you're a veteran, especially. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have I get to one of, you know, the really fun things about being mayor is we get to do soldier swearing in ceremony for the local Army recruitment down here. And we just started this a few months ago, and we suggested to use Veterans Park as a place to do the ceremony, and it's beautiful. It's one of those where I think it's not as well known until you get down there. And then once you do, you're surprised where just how well kept it is, and the monuments, and just how well done that park is. So yeah, I get to visit that park to swear in those future soldiers every other month, or every couple months, I think, is when we do it.
Something that came up last week, and we wanted to make sure we asked you about that, is the 4-3 vote on bringing a top golf to East Wichita. I know you voted in favor of it. What would be the opposition to bringing those folks in, with creating jobs and tax revenue and so forth?
It's interesting. So I think there's some confusion about what that vote was. Remember, this vote was packaged with the Striker Sports Complex that passed it, I think, in 2017. It might have started back in 2013 as a discussion. So what we voted on was, and during that Starbond proposal, that project, it has to be approved by the state. Well, the state also said, hey, you need a golf amenity. A golf amenity is is an appropriate attraction for that area. So really what we were voting on wasn't for the whole project. It was to allow Topgolf to be that golf amenity instead of some lesser known brand. And frankly, Topgolf, I've never been to one, which I'm sure I just lost votes saying that, because a lot of people actually talk about how great Topgolf is and ask us if we have a Topgolf. And for us to be able to say, yeah, Wichita has a Topgolf and it's a really nice one, instead of, saying, well, we have something like it, is a big deal. We don't want to settle, I guess, on, kind of second-rate branding on some of this stuff. So I'm not sure why it had some opposition. There was some opposition with people who I don't think understood Starbonds or the length of this process that we were voting on. Yeah. But the people who voted no also didn't really provide us with a reason. I know that Vice Mayor Johnson said he voted no because of the concept of the Striker project. He thought that it took away from more, I guess, public parks, or he had a more, I guess, ideological resistance to Striker itself, which is fine. That's more of a moral vote. But as far as the practicality of, like, why wouldn't we want Topgolf versus another lesser known brand? I don't know.
Okay. I've heard
not everything makes sense around in politics, believe it or not.
Oh, I've heard it's the same thing, that Topgolf is just a really neat deal. I don't know anything about golf either, but I do know this.
Yeah, it's like an arcade for golf, I guess. Like, it's supposed to be pretty awesome.
Well,
actually had businesses ask us if we have Topgolf here in that conversation of, hey, should we go to Wichita or another place?
So, I'm going to keep a very close eye on you people when you vote on the Cheesecake Factory that's coming to town, okay?
I joke about that. Like, I need you guys to give me a Cheesecake Factory. They're looking into all these different, emerging economies and all this other fancy stuff to bring development and growth here. And, really, we need a Cheesecake Factory. I got to get that on the list somehow.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, did you do any Riverfest activities this weekend?
I didn't. I kind of threw my back out because I'm getting old, I guess. So we put the pool up for the kids, and then I walked around complaining like my grandfather would. making sure anytime the kids or the wife or anyone got close to me, they would know, hey, my back hurts. I didn't really get out. I got out to the opening of the pool, yeah. And then, mowed the lawns, and then sat around complaining to anyone who would hear.
I know. Did you have a pool like we had when we were kids? We had to blow it up.
Partly. I mean, I got the little guys, so we don't get a pool that's bigger than them.
Well,
but pretty much whatever you find down the Aldi's aisle, where they have the seasonal stuff, whatever pool they're selling is the one we get every year.
Right.
We got a slightly bigger one this year, but last year was really tough with the pandemic. They actually all sold out of pools, so we had the one from the year before with, like, a ton of patches on it. But, we get by.
All right. Thanks for being with us, as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. That's Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, Steve and Ted here at 7:43 on this Monday morning. And coming up, we got Bill Roy coming up. The Wichita Business Journal's Bill Roy looking for more development near Riverfront Stadium. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.